So you finish your return, you're braced for a balance, and then there's this extra line underneath it, an estimated tax penalty. And your first thought is, wait, I paid. Why am I being penalized?
Right. And that's the whole misunderstanding right there. This one isn't a fine for not paying. It's an interest charge for paying later in the year than the law wanted.
Okay, but before we get into the mechanics, how common is this? Because it feels like a thing that happens to other people.
It isn't. Fiscal year 2023, the IRS assessed roughly $7 billion in estimated tax penalties across about 14 million filers.
14 million.
About 14 million. And the year before that, it was around 1.8 billion across about 12 million people. So the number of people only went up a little. The dollars nearly quadrupled.
So the same mistake got a lot more expensive.
That's exactly it. Average penalty went from somewhere near $150 to near $500. Same rules, the price changed.
Because of interest rates.
Because the penalty is priced like interest. It's the federal short-term rate plus 3 percentage points, reset every quarter. Early 2022, that came out to 3%. By late 2023, it was 8. It stayed at 8 through 2024, eased to 7 in 2025.
So a shortfall that cost you $150 a few years back.
Roughly triple by 2023. Nothing about the underpayment rules moved at all.
Okay, now the part I want you to say slowly, because I think this is where listeners get angry. Paying the whole thing on April 15 doesn't help?
Doesn't prevent this penalty, no. The system's pay as you go. Tax is supposed to come in during the year, either through withholding out of your paycheck or through quarterly estimated payments. If it didn't come in during the year, the charge applies even if you pay every dollar by the filing deadline.
That's rough.
It's the single most misunderstood fact in these numbers. And it's why a growing slice of those 14 million are ordinary W-2 employees. Your withholding was calibrated to your salary. It wasn't calibrated to the stock you sold in March or the freelance invoice in August. The paycheck was covered. The rest wasn't.
So how's it actually calculated? Is there a flat percentage I can just look up?
No flat percentage. Form 2210 splits your required annual payment into 4 installments, and then charges the rate on each shortfall from that installment's due date until it's paid, or until April 15 of the next year. Prorated for the days it was late.
Meaning the early quarters cost the most.
The earlier the quarter you missed, the longer the money was late, the more it costs. The article walks a hypothetical. A W-2 filer who sold employer stock and ends up $16,400 short beyond withholding. Spread evenly, that's $4,100 per installment. At a 7% rate, for illustration, the penalty lands around $760.
$760 on $16,400. So call it
about 4.6% of the shortfall. And I want to be careful. That's a hypothetical. And real Form 2210 math differs in the details, because the required installment is based on your safe harbor amount, not your whole balance. But the shape holds.
You mentioned there's something that only helps W-2 people.
Yeah, and this is the part people miss. The IRS treats withholding as paid evenly across the year, no matter when it actually came out of your check. So if that stock sale happened in October, and you'd bumped your W-4 way up in November and December, that gets credited back across all 4 quarters. It can retroactively cure the earlier shortfalls.
And a self-employed person sending the same money in January?
Gets no such credit. Same dollars, different treatment.
Okay, let's say it's already assessed. I've heard about first-time abatement. Is that the move here?
It isn't. And this is the thing I'd flag hardest. First-time abate does not cover the estimated tax penalty. It covers failure to file, failure to pay, failure to deposit, and the automatic exemption from penalty that's replacing it starting summer 2026, same story. It replaces first-time abate for those penalties, not this one.
So what's left?
3 real paths, and they're narrower. A waiver request on Form 2210, That's for casualty, disaster, other unusual circumstances, or if you retired after 62 or became disabled and had reasonable cause. Second, the annualized income method, Schedule AI, if the income genuinely arrived late in the year. Third, a Form 843 claim after the penalties already been assessed.
Say more on the annualized one. That's the December stock sale case?
Right. The default calculation assumes your income came in evenly all year. If it didn't, a fourth quarter contract, a December sale, Schedule AI recalculates quarter by quarter to match when the money actually showed up. It's tedious. It's free.
And you're not telling me it works.
I'm not. Eligibility depends on your specific facts. What I'll say is this penalty is one of the few where rerunning the math yourself often produces a different number. Because the IRS's own calculation assumes even income and standard prior year figures. If your prior year tax was lower than what got used, or your income was backloaded, the figure on the notice may just be wrong.
What if I ignore it?
It rolls into your balance and rides the normal collection track. The penalty shows up on your return or on a CP30 notice. Then a CP14 bill, roughly 21 days to pay, 10 business days if the balance is $100,000 or more. Then CP501, CP503, each bigger. CP504 is intent to levy, and at that point your state refund is reachable and a federal lien is live. Then LT11, or Letter 1058, final notice, 30-day clock with appeal rights.
And I've heard the IRS is short-staffed, so...
Workforce shrank about 27% in 2025, which makes humans harder to reach. That sequence is automated. It never stopped.
Fine. Going forward, how do I stay out of next year's number?
Safe harbors. No penalty if you owe under $1,000 after withholding, or pay 90% of this year's tax during the year, or 100% of last year's. That prior year number goes to 110% if your AGI topped $150,000, $75,000 if you're married filing separately.
And the prior year one is a fixed number.
That's why people like it. You can calculate it in January and split it four ways. 2026 payments are due April 15, June 15, September 15, and then January 15 of 2027.
So what should someone do today?
Find the real figure first. The estimated tax penalty line near the bottom of Form 1040. That's line 38 on recent forms. Or the amount on your CP30. Then pull last year's return so you can check the safe harbor math against what actually got withheld. And gather records of when your untaxed income arrived, because that's what drives the annualized question.
And when is this a do-it-yourself thing?
Standalone penalty, few hundred dollars, math checks out, and you can clear the balance? Pay it, fix your W-4, move on. Where it changes is when the penalty's sitting on a multi-year balance, already throwing CP504 or LT11 notices, or you're self-employed with several unfiled quarters stacking, or the underlying tax itself is disputed. Then the penalty's a symptom.
And Clarity's enrolled agents can look at that.
They can review whether the penalty's even correct and walk through the order of operations. It's free. It's about 20 minutes. 888-825-7779. Just don't let it sit. Interest runs daily on the whole balance.